I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, June 17th. The Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles is warning the public about a text message scam, telling people that they have outstanding traffic tickets and face license suspension and vehicle registration revocation that could impact your credit score. Officials say these texts are appearing across the country and can include the name of the state you are in to make them appear more legitimate. The registry says they will never contact a driver by text about ticket violations and that the messages should be deleted. Fourth grade students from Quincy's Atherton Howe Elementary School will be part of a ceremony today christening the two new ferries that will serve Boston, Winthrop, and Quincy. A ceremony is being held at Long Wharf in Boston this morning at 10 a.m. to officially name the ferries after the students won a competition sponsored by the MBTA. State transportation officials, along with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, State Representative Bruce Ayers, and MBTA and Massport officials will all participate in the ceremony. This is the first year that the MBTA is providing a dedicated ferry between Quincy and Boston. The name of the Quincy ferry will be unveiled during this morning's ceremony. An accused MS-13 gang member wanted for murder is among 117 fugitives and violent offenders arrested in 9 Massachusetts cities by the U.S. Marshals Service Fugitive Task Force. The arrests in support of Operation Take Back America were made in Brockton, Holyoke, Haverhill, Lawrence, Lowell, Lynn, New Bedford, Springfield, and Worcester. The arrests were made over 45 days between March 31st to May 30th. The names of those arrested or the specific charges they're facing were not immediately released. The accused MS-13 gang member, whose name was not released, was wanted out of Worcester Superior Court for charges of murder and carrying a loaded firearm without a license. He was arrested on May 30th in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, by U.S. Marshals, Worcester Police, State Police, and Pawtucket Police. He has a criminal history, including assaults and carrying a dangerous weapon, and has been wanted since June of last year. The initiative announced yesterday aimed at capturing fugitives and violent offenders with ties to drug trafficking organizations and transnational criminal organizations, according to the acting U.S. Marshal Matt Lawler said in a statement. Those arrested during the Fugitive Apprehension Initiative face charges that include homicide, robbery, sex offenses, felonious assaults, felonious narcotics, and firearms violations. The cities chosen for the initiative are high crime areas identified by the federal Project Safe Neighborhoods initiative launched in 2001 that aims to reduce violent crime and gun violence in local neighborhoods. During Operation Take Back America, investigators seized 9 firearms, 544 rounds of ammunition, and 188 grams of narcotics. The U.S. Marshals Service is the federal government's primary agency for fugitive investigation. Formed in 1999, the Boston-based Massachusetts Fugitive Task Force assists state and local agencies in locating and apprehending the most violent fugitives. Well, jury deliberations continue today in the Karen Reed retrial after coming to a close without asking questions or indicating how close they may be to reaching a verdict. Jurors were later sent home at the end of the day yesterday, set to return to the courthouse to deliberate for a second full day today. The defense wanted to add not guilty boxes to the verdict slip next to each of the lesser offenses included in the second charge, vehicular manslaughter while under the influence of alcohol, but Judge Beverly Cannoni denied that request, saying that the verdict slip was consistent with Massachusetts law and would be viewed in conjunction with the jury instructions. Reed said she thought it was important that the slips did not follow the same format as the first trial. After the first trial, some jurors did say they were deadlocked on the vehicular manslaughter charge, but didn't say why. Those jurors also said that they were ready to find Reed not guilty of second-degree murder and leaving the scene of an accident. Meantime, Reed's supporters gathered outside the Dedham courthouse, with many wearing pink, showing their unwavering support for the defendant. During closing arguments on Friday, defense attorney Alan Jackson argued that prosecutors provided no proof that Reed's SUV hit John O'Keefe, and no proof that the taillight fragments caused the wounds on his arm. Special Prosecutor Hank Brennan said the defense was using conspiracy claims as a distraction, and he urged the jurors to focus on Reed's vehicle data and O'Keefe's phone data. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow is up 317 points. The NASDAQ rose 294. The S&P is up 56. Stocks skidded in Europe and Asia after Israel's military issued an evacuation warning to 330,000 people in Iran's capital of Tehran. U.S. futures also declined. The dollar fell. The euro was down. Oil is at $72 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Mariners in Seattle 2-0 last night. They're back at it tonight at 9:40. Forecast from the National Weather Service: today, clouds and some afternoon showers at the high of 70 degrees. The showers this evening and lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, some showers in the morning, then clouds later, the high of 80 degrees. For Thursday, hot and humid with an isolated thunderstorm at a high of 93. And Friday, some hazy sunshine, high 84. The marine forecast calls for 1 to 2 foot waves. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 knots and a high tide at 4:51 p.m. Sunrise 5:06, sets at 8:22. Traffic note: the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 11 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, June 17th.